The LifeSpring Family Bible is brought to you by me. Since producing this one-year audio journey through the world's most important book, I've become a full-time voiceover artist. For more information, I invite you to click on over to my voiceover website at theguywithafriendlyvoice.com. Hi, and welcome to the LifeSpring Family Bible. I'm your host, Steve Webb. This is episode number 231, and today we'll be reading Psalms chapters 69 through 72. Shall we begin? Psalms chapter 69. For the music director, according to the tune of Lilies by David. Deliver me, O God, for the water has reached my neck. I sink into the deep mire where there is no solid ground. I am in deep water, and the current overpowers me. I am exhausted from shouting for help. My throat is sore. My eyes grow tired of looking for my God. Those who hate me without cause are more numerous than the hairs of my head. Those who want to destroy me, my enemies for no reason, outnumber me. They make me repay what I did not steal. O God, you are aware of my foolish sins. My guilt is not hidden from you. Let none who rely on you be disgraced because of me, O Sovereign Lord and King. Let none who seek you be ashamed because of me, O God of Israel. For I suffer humiliation for your sake and am thoroughly disgraced. My own brothers treat me like a stranger. They act as if I were a foreigner. Certainly zeal for your house consumes me. I endure the insults of those who insult you. I weep and refrain from eating food which causes others to insult me. I wear sackcloth and they ridicule me. Those who sit at the city gate gossip about me. Drunkards mock me in their songs. O Lord, may you hear my prayer and be favorably disposed to me. O God, because of your great loyal love, answer me with your faithful deliverance. Rescue me from the mud. Don't let me sink. Deliver me from those who hate me, from the deep water. Don't let the current overpower me. Don't let the deep swallow me up. Don't let the pit devour me. Answer me, O Lord, for your loyal love is good. Because of your great compassion, turn toward me. Do not ignore your servant, for I am in trouble. Answer me right away. Come near me and redeem me. Because of my enemies, rescue me. You know how I am insulted, humiliated, and disgraced. You can see all my enemies. Their insults are painful and make me lose heart. I look for sympathy but receive none, for comforters but find none. They put bitter poison into my food, and to quench my thirst, they give me vinegar to drink. May their dining table become a trap before them. May it be a snare for that group of friends. May their eyes be blinded. Make them shake violently. Pour out your judgment on them. May your raging anger overtake them. May their camp become desolate, their tents uninhabited. For they harass the one whom you discipline. They spread the news about the suffering of those whom you punish. Hold them accountable for all their sins. Do not vindicate them. May their names be deleted from the scroll of the living. Do not let their names be listed with the godly. I am oppressed and suffering. O God, deliver and protect me. I will sing praises to God's name. I will magnify him as I give him thanks. That will please the Lord more than an ox or a bull with horns and hooves. The oppressed look on. Let them rejoice. You who seek God, may you be encouraged, for the Lord listens to the needy. He does not despise his captive people. Let the heavens and the earth praise him, along with the seas and everything that swims in them. For God will deliver Zion and rebuild the cities of Judah, and his people will again live in them and possess Zion. The descendants of his servants will inherit it, and those who are loyal to him will live in it. Psalms chapter 70. For the music director by David, written to get God's attention. O God, please be willing to rescue me. O Lord, hurry and help me. May those who are trying to take my life be embarrassed and ashamed. May those who want to harm me be turned back and ashamed. May those who say, aha, aha, be driven back and disgraced. May all those who seek you be happy and rejoice in you. May those who love to experience your deliverance say continually, may God be praised. I am oppressed and needy. O God, hurry to me. You are my helper and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. Psalms chapter 71. In you, O Lord, I have taken shelter. Never let me be humiliated. Vindicate me by rescuing me. Listen to me. Deliver me. Be my protector and refuge, a stronghold where I can be safe, for you are my high ridge and my stronghold. My God, rescue me from the power of the wicked, from the hand of the cruel oppressor, for you give me confidence, O Lord. O Lord, I have trusted in you since I was young. I have leaned on you since birth. You pulled me from my mother's womb. I praise you continually. Many are appalled when they see me, but you are my secure shelter. I praise you constantly and speak of your splendor all day long. Do not reject me in my old age. When my strength fails, do not abandon me. For my enemies talk about me. Those waiting for a chance to kill me plot my demise. They say, God has abandoned him. Run and seize him, for there is no one who will rescue him. O God, do not remain far away from me. My God, hurry and help me. May my accusers be humiliated and defeated. May those who want to harm me be covered with scorn and disgrace. As for me, I will wait continually and continue to praise you. I will tell about your justice and all day long proclaim your salvation, though I cannot fathom its full extent. I will come and tell about the mighty acts of the Sovereign Lord. I will proclaim your justice, yours alone. O God, you have taught me since I was young, and I am still declaring your amazing deeds. Even when I am old and gray, O God, do not abandon me until I tell the next generation about your strength and those coming after me about your power. Your justice, O God, extends to the skies above. You have done great things. O God, who can compare to you? Though you have allowed me to experience much trouble and distress, revive me once again. Bring me up once again from the depths of the earth. Raise me to a position of great honor. Turn and comfort me. I will express my thanks to you with a stringed instrument, praising your faithfulness, O my God. I will sing praises to you accompanied by a harp, O Heavenly One of Israel. My lips will shout for joy. Yes, I will sing your praises. I will praise you when you rescue me. All day long my tongue will also tell about your justice, for those who want to harm me will be embarrassed and ashamed. You know, something I notice about David when I read these Psalms is that he seems to be very similar to the Apostle Peter. Both men, I think, were very passionate. They had very strong emotions. That's something I think we need to remember is God created us with emotions. Of course, our emotions are not supposed to control us, but they're very much a part of our makeup. And that's okay. That's good, especially when we're praising God. Thank you so much for being with me today. It's great to have you along. May you walk with God today and may He bless you richly. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm Steve Webb. This show's been brought to you by Steve Webb, the guy with the friendly voice.com. Check it out.